Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by...
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2012 with Jean Lorenz. He's a sales manager for Eurobraille, and we have in front of us a unique new Braille computer called the EasyTime. Jean, welcome to Blind Bargains, and why don't you go ahead and tell us what we have here.
Thank you. So, EasyTime is a brand new note taker with 32 Braille cells, a Braille keyboard, and it's in fact a Braille laptop. There is a Windows 7 inside, so you can install whatever software you wish. You can install a screen reader such as JAWS, Windows Eye, Supernova, or NVDA, and then run it as a PC with a Braille keyboard. So it's a small device. The weight is about 1 kilo and 300 grams.
Okay.
There is Wi-Fi, Bluetooth.
802.11n or G for the Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Okay. Which one? Is it N or the latest or for Wi-Fi? Okay. So we have a Braille keyboard in the front.
Yes, a Braille keyboard in the front. There is two joysticks.
Okay.
One is for the four arrows of the PC.
Where is that?
On the right.
Oh, okay. It's a little joystick on the way the right side. Okay.
Yes. There is 10 keys, 10 right keys. Mm-hmm. I mean for 8 dots.
Right.
Space and backspace keys.
You have the space and the backspace are on the bottom.
Yes.
And then the 8 dots. And then on the left side and right side there are 4 little buttons.
Yes.
Round buttons.
With a Braille keyboard, we can reproduce all the function keys of a QWERTY keyboard. I mean, you can do F1, F2, Alt, Escape, Control, only with a Braille keyboard.
Okay. So different combinations give
it.
You the different...
So you're really able to manage all your PCs.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you have the Braille display. You have the routing, cursor routing buttons on the top.
And we are also working with a new thing, an optical Braille display. I mean, there is Braille cells, but no routing cursors. And you can make your finger move to pan right or pan left the Braille, or to click, or to open a document, a file, or to close a file, for example.
Okay.
This is not this device, it's the same, but with an optical optical part, which look at your finger, the movement of the fingers.
Right. Oh, okay. So based on the movement of your finger, it will move the Braille.
Yes.
Display.
Yes.
Okay.
This is not tactile. It's not like on iPhone. It's optical.
Okay. Because the other technology there was the one that another company did, the active tactile control. Is this similar to that, or is that a little different? Or?
No, it's different.
How is it different than?
It looks at your fingers, and you can make move not only to click somewhere, but you make actions, real actions, and we can program some actions. For example, going to the home or to the start of the line or the end of the line, you can put it.
So different gestures.
Yes.
Okay, and you gestures. Program and you program that. How do you, with software or how do you?
Yes, it's ourselves.
Oh, okay.
By software.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. So we have a network jack on the right side. USB, two USBs.
There is three USB.
Three USBs.
One is on the left.
Oh, side. One on the left.
Yes.
As well.
There is a VGA connection.
Right. Yep.
There is a earring connection, micro. Connection, SD card reader, an internal microphone,
okay,
Bluetooth and Wi-Fi.
Okay.
There is a removable battery.
Okay. What's the battery life?
It's about 8 hours.
About 8 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
There is a 250 gigabytes hard drive.
Is that a regular drive or is that solid state?
Regular.
Regular hard drive?
Yes.
Okay. And it comes with which version of Windows 7? Is it?
Windows 7 Starter.
Okay.
Then we can upgrade it to whatever version.
It is not very heavy.
No.
It'd be lighter than a laptop, and then probably about 6 inches front to back by about a foot sideways. It is quite light as well. So when you buy the package, you had said EnableMart distributes it here in the U.S.?
Yes.
Do they bundle it with certain screen readers, or can you just buy this, then you get your own screen reader, you bring your own screen reader to it? Is that how that generally works?
No. We don't have a specific screen reader. We are open to every screen reader.
Right. Okay. So you're buying this, and then you use your current screen reader license.
Yes.
And since it's Windows, it's going to work with, you can plug in CD-ROM drives or USB or whatever, anything you can do with Windows, basically.
Whatever printer you want, everything suitable with Windows 7.
So there you go. So for the people who have been looking for, they want the Braille display in a computer, but they don't want a specialized operating system, this might be the way to go.
Yes.
Definitely.
And this also can be used as a Braille display for another PC.
Via Bluetooth?
Yes.
Okay.
Or USB.
Does it work with the iPhone?
No, it won't.
Right.
We've got another range, Isis, which is suitable with iPhone, iPad, and Mac.
Okay. Great. If people want to get more information about this, what would be the best way to do it?
They can consult our website, www.eurobraille.com.
That's EuroBraille?
Yes.
.com.
Exactly.
Great. Jean, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.